A very warm welcome to you. You are listening to a message from Word Fountain Christian Ministries. Be blessed.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's lift up our voices unto Him. Hallelujah. Let's glorify His holy name. Let us thank Him. Let us thank Him that yes, He has kept us right throughout the year. He is a good God. Oh, Father, we exalt your holy name. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for who you are in our lives. We thank you for who you are in our families. Father, we say we thank you. Father, we say we exalt your holy name. Father, we say we magnify you and we lift you up on high. Because you and you alone, you are God. Blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Our God and our Father, we just want to thank you this morning. We give you praise. We give you glory. We come before you with a heart that is filled with thanksgiving, with a heart that is filled with joy. We say we are so, so grateful, my Lord, my God, for all that you have done for us in this year 2017. Father, no one among us is missing. You kept all of us with all our families. And all that we can say this morning is thank you. My Lord, my God, we say accept our worship this morning. Accept our thanksgiving this morning. And we say, even as we gather together this morning to hear of everything you have prepared for us, my Lord, my God, we say, let our eyes be, oh God, yes, Father, the eyes that will focus only on you. And let our hearts be attentive, oh my Lord, to your word. That at the end of this day, as we will be moving out of this place, will never remain the same again. There is something, oh God, new that you would deposit in our hearts, oh God, and will be able, oh my Lord, to demonstrate it in our daily lives. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to thank you, even, oh my Lord, as I stand to minister before your people. I say, Lord, I am just, oh my Lord, a vessel you have sent to deliver the things you want us to hear. I say, Lord, use me, oh God. And I say, Lord, I will not be left out, oh God. Even, oh Jehovah Jireh, as you minister unto us expressly in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. Bless each and every one of us, oh God, who is in this place. Even those who are not with us right now, we speak that wherever they are, my Lord, my God, you will minister unto them. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We may be seated, please. Hallelujah. We give praise and glory unto the Lord. He is a faithful God. He said, where two or three are gathered in His name, He is in our midst. So we want to thank Him that we are more than three here. Hallelujah. We are more than two here. We are more than one. So the presence of the Lord is among us. Amen. And we want to thank Him for the opportunity and the time He has given unto us, even as we share, as we go straight into the Word. I also want to appreciate our mommy in the house, the senior pastor of this ministry, Pastor Dupe. She is not with us right now. She is in the States at the moment, and she sends her greetings to all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to appreciate all of you as well who are gathered here right now. Hallelujah. You know, the fact that you know you are here, there is a reason and a purpose why the Lord allowed you to be here. Hallelujah. So just be attentive, even as the Lord will minister unto you, as the Lord will minister unto me. Amen. So we have come finally to the month of December. Hallelujah. The month where we have a theme, our theme being our eternal refuge. Taken from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. We want to appreciate and thank God for all that He has enabled us to do right from the month of January. And we are in this month of December. Right from January, we said, Lord, indeed you are our refuge. And people of God, we can truly testify to the glory of Jehovah, to the glory of the Most High God, that indeed our God has been our refuge. He has protected our lives. He delivered us from any danger. He preserved our lives, our families, and we can testify that indeed God has been our refuge. Amen. So we'll open the book of Hebrews chapter 6. I will start reading from verse 9. The Bible says, "But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints, and you do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could not swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. For men verily swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife. Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge, to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." Amen. We want to thank God. Right from January, Minister Wale was just reminding us of the things that we looked at right from January up to this month of December now. That in January, we looked at God being our refuge and our strength. In February, we looked as the Lord being the God who has the everlasting arms beneath, the one who carries us through. And in March, we looked at God being the cleft of the rock. We looked in April as God being the rock of our salvation. And in May, we looked at God being the shelter from the storm. And in June, God being our restoration. And in July, we looked at God being our everlasting rock. And in August, being the tower of strength. In September, God being our strength and our stronghold. And in October, God being the rock of our habitation. And in November, we looked at God being our refuge. Why? Because he created cities, those six cities that he called the cities of refuge. And finally, we have come to the month of December, where we are looking at God being our eternal refuge. Amen. Isn't that wonderful that in the month of November, We looked at those six cities, and this is just, as a kind of going back to what actually our senior pastor mentioned right from the beginning. She gave us the meaning of those six cities. We can look at Kadesh, and we know that Kadesh, it signifies holiness. Why is it that I'm going to use these six cities? I'm going to use these six cities today. To just, everything is pointing unto Christ. Everything is pointing unto Christ. That, can you imagine that God, because he so loves us, he created cities of refuge. As I was going through some of the commentaries, I saw that concerning these cities of refuge, they were created in such a way that they were highways, and they had to renovate, or they had to resurface these roads that were leading to these cities throughout the year. The reason of doing all these things was to make sure that whosoever was running from, if anyone kills someone unaware, and they are on their way running to that city of refuge, there will be no hindrance whatsoever. And they had to, if there was like a river that was going through, they had to create bridges to make sure that, and where there were intersections, they had to erect some pillars that were giving direction to say, refuge, refuge, refuge. So that whosoever was running, he will not be confused in any way. It will not be like
sometimes when you are driving you and you are using the navigator, you hear recalculating. No, there was nothing of that sort. Because when you are trying to recalculate, can you imagine you go in the wrong direction and all of a sudden you know, oh my God, I have missed the way. Can you imagine the panic that will be caused in the life of that person? But the way they created these highways, they made sure that there were always directions showing that refuge, so that whosoever had killed or have shed blood unaware, there will be an expressway where they will have to run to that city of refuge. But you know, one thing that interests so much in all these six cities is the fact that they had their own limitations. The limitation was, it was like someone who is in exile. When you are in exile, you are free, but you are not really free. Is it? Why? You will be missing all the kind of joy, all the kind of things that you used to enjoy back in your motherland, back in your own country. I know all of us here, majority of us, we have come to this land from different parts of the world. And there are so many things that we miss, is it? There are many things that we miss whilst we are here. And that's why some of the times we go back. But can you imagine these guys, whenever they were in these cities of refuge, there was no going back. They had to live all their lives in exile unless if the high priest in that city dies. That was only the time that they will have to leave that place. So, in some way, they were limited. One, because they will be in exile for the rest of their life. And two, remember, this was only for people who had shed blood. What about all the others who sinned in different ways? They had to bring some bulls and goats to sacrifice. So it was not an easy task. It was not an easy task. But as we are looking in this month of December, and we are saying, God is our eternal refuge. Indeed, he is our eternal refuge. Why? Because we will never be in exile. We are free. The Bible says, if the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. He has set us free that we can be here in the United Kingdom today. We can be in America tomorrow. We can be in any part of Africa the other day. And we are free to do so. But you know what? The greatest thing, when you look at these cities of refuge that we looked at in the month of November, they were only able to preserve the life of these people physically, but spiritually, they did not have the power. They did not have the authority to preserve their spiritual life. But we are in Christ Jesus. He has given us the freedom in this life and the life to come. The Apostle Peter, he spoke before the Lord. He said, "We have left everything to follow you. What shall we have?" He said, Jesus Christ replied unto him. He said, "In this life you will have 100-fold, and in the life to come you shall spend eternity with me." So we have a double portion of the blessing that is in Christ Jesus. Because in this physical life, God has given that promise to whosoever believes. He said 100-fold. That you will enjoy this life that he has given unto you and to me in the physical realm. And in the spiritual realm, as we know, that day will come. That as we prepare, we will spend eternity with him. He said, "I go before you so that I will prepare those mansions. I will prepare that place for you," in the Gospel of John, as he was speaking unto the disciples. So we see we have got both gain. We have gained on both sides. In this life, in this earth, he has given us 100-fold. And in the life to come, we shall spend eternity with him. So indeed, we can truly say the Lord is our eternal refuge. Hallelujah. We look at the scripture that we are using in verse 18 of Hebrews chapter 6. The Bible says that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. We have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. The hope that had been set before us is Christ Jesus. Whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. So we see Kadesh signifying holiness, and we see that Jesus Christ himself, the Bible says that in John chapter 1 verse 14. If someone is there, can you read for us, please? John chapter 1 verse 14. Hallelujah. He said, "The word became flesh and it dwelt among us, full of grace and truth." Is someone there, please? If you can read, please. John 1 verse 14. Hallelujah. Full of grace and truth. So we see that holiness, that Jesus Christ, he resembled God. And at the same place, he resembled man. He was God and man. Everything that we go through, he felt it. He knows how we feel. He knows when you are going through some tough things and you feel like, "Oh God, how come it looks like I have been forgotten?" He knows how you feel. Why? Because he has gone through this planet Earth and he knows exactly how we feel. And the Bible says he became flesh and he dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. So anytime when we are talking of, when we are talking of holiness and you feel like, "Lord, I cannot attain to that level." But you have got him as an example, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God could not swear by any other because there was nothing else that was greater than God. In all these offices, whenever they are swearing, you know, they say, "Oh, help me, oh God." You see, when they are giving an oath, they always swear by someone who is greater than them. They can't swear by themselves. Why? Because they are looking unto someone who is going to help them. So even those who don't swear in the name of the Lord, they always look for someone who is greater than them. But here the Bible, isn't it wonderful to know that God could not swear by any other? Because there was no any other that was greater than him. And he swore by himself. What a promise. And he escaped this promise. What a wonderful God you serve. What a wonderful God I serve. That this God indeed when we call upon him, we know he is the ultimate. Oh, they can say all kinds of facts, but we know that the truth is in the name of the Lord. We know that the truth lays hold in the name that is above all other names, the name of Jesus. We know that the truth is in Christ himself. God could not lie. God cannot lie. There was nothing else to swear by. He had to swear by himself. So you know any time you are coming before him, you are saying, God, you are my eternal refuge. You know you are coming to the solution itself. You know you are coming to someone who indeed has got everything that you need in your life. And we also saw in the month of November that Sheshem signifies a shoulder. And when we look in Christ Jesus, can you imagine it signifies shoulder? So anytime they are running unto Sheshem, they say, you know, we have shed blood. And I have got this burden upon me. It's all upon my shoulders. You know, worry sometimes kills. You know, just thinking, it can increase high blood pressure. You know, when you think in the negative. Is it? But can you just imagine? That shoulder, it was always upon these people. Because they knew that they killed. Though they did it unaware, though they did it unintentionally. But all the same, they will always say, oh, how I wish, you know, maybe if I had done this, this could have not happened. They will live all their lives with this kind of thought. But can you imagine in Christ Jesus? In Christ Jesus, he says, whosoever confesses, if you confess with your mouth, when you just confess and you say, God, I am sorry, he says, he takes away your sins. He said, as far as the east is from the west, so have I separated your iniquities, your transgressions, your sins, and I will remember them no more. That's the God you serve. If the Son of Man sets you free, you are free indeed. So you don't have to keep on struggling every day, thinking of the things that you have done. If you have repented, if there is a sincere repentance before the Lord, and you know that, God, I am sorry for whatsoever I did, you know he has forgiven you, and you move on. You don't dwell on the very same thing again and again. You move on. Why? Because you are forgiven. In Matthew chapter 11, if someone is there, please, Matthew chapter 11, at the last verses in that chapter, it talks about, you know, come unto me, all of you who are heavily laden, and I will give you my rest. Hallelujah. If someone is there, please, I think it's from verse 28. If you are there, please, if you can read. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. And if someone can open as well, Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. You know, we are talking of, the burden taken away from the shoulders. We are talking about Christ himself giving us rest. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is not heavy. Come to me. And the Bible records in Isaiah chapter 6, there, verse 9, where it was talking about, you know, the government will be upon his shoulders. That's the God we serve. That's the God you are serving. Amen. Amen. If someone is there, can you read, please? Hallelujah. He will be called Mighty God, Wonderful, Counselor, Everlasting Peace. That's the God we serve. That's the I am that I am, who has called us to his eternal glory, that we may dwell with him in this kind of comfort, knowing that every burden that have been upon your shoulder, that have been upon my shoulder, it has been taken away by Christ Jesus. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27, we looked at this in the month of February, if someone can read there as well, that we may know that, you know, there is nothing to worry about anymore. We are in Christ Jesus. We are in him. He has got the everlasting arms beneath us. He looks after us. Deuteronomy 33, verse 27, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will drive out any enemy. What is it, my brother, my sister, that you are still struggling about, that you are still afraid of? He has got the everlasting arms. He said he will drive out all enemies. He will drive out anything that is standing on your way. Because he is your Lord. Hallelujah. So we looked at Shechem and we have seen that yes, these are some of the things that Christ actually fulfilled. They were in that city just for that season or in exile for that moment. But we who are in Christ Jesus, he has done all these things for us. All the scriptures we read in Matthew chapter 11, in Isaiah chapter 9, and in Deuteronomy 33, they show us that, you know what? Any kind of heaviness or anything, he has taken it away from our shoulders. He carries it for us. So there is no need for us to carry all those things. And we come to Hebron, the number three city, and it signified fellowship. It signifies fellowship. And you know, this fellowship that we are talking about here is not just fellowship with men. It is also fellowship with our Creator. There is always time when you can come to Him, when you can call to Him anytime, any moment. The cities were open throughout the year. But they had to stay there. Anytime they would try to go out to, they want to fellowship with their brethren or with their home country or any of their cities where they used to dwell, they will be gone. But you and me, you can fellowship with your brothers here. You can fellowship with those in America, with those in Nigeria or any part of this world. You are free to do so. And you can fellowship with your Father at any time. Call upon me. And I will answer you. That's the word of God. I will show you great and mighty things that you have never known. Anytime you can call upon him, he is able to answer you. What an eternal refuge that we have in Christ Jesus. He is our Father. And we move on to number four. Beza, the seed Beza. It signified a fortified place. It signified a fortified place. And in Christ Jesus, this has all been fulfilled. Why? Because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, they run it into him. And they are safe. In Proverbs chapter, where are we there? Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, is it? If someone can open Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10, please, and someone Isaiah chapter 61, verse 3. We looked at it in one of the themes throughout the year when we say that the Lord is a shelter from the storm. Hallelujah. So if someone is there, can you please read Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10? Hallelujah. Amen. And someone please, Isaiah 61, verse 3. Oh, sorry. Psalm 61, 3. Hallelujah. He has been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous, they run into it. And they are safe at all times. That's our eternal refuge. That's the God we serve. And we move on to the city number five, Ramoth. It signified exaltation. It signified Christ who is exalted in all the earth. The Bible records in Philippians, if someone can open Philippians chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. So God has highly exalted him and he has given him a name that is above all other names. That at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow down and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So he is exalted above all other names. And it really links up with Hebrews chapter 6 verse 11 we read. God could not swear by any other. He swore by himself. Why? Because there was no any other that was greater than God. That's the God you serve. Amen. Someone please, can you read there please? Philippians 2 verse 9 to 11, please. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, sir. So we see there that, you know, you have got a name, my brother. You have got a name, my sister. We go through so many challenges in this life. We go through so many challenges, be it of sickness, be it of provision, be it of any other. But you know what? We have got a name that is above those names, because any sickness or anything that we look at for provision in whatsoever manner, in whatsoever way, it has got a name. But you know what? Be assured that you have got a name that is above all these other names. The name of Jesus is the name that is above. You know what? As a believer, there is one thing that all of us, we need to learn. We need to learn to hear from God. We need to be bold, to be able to pray. We need to come to a place where you have got the confidence deep down in you to say, Father, I want to thank you because I know you are the name that is above all other names. You have got the boldness to look at the word of God and to believe it. Why? Because the Bible says, so shall be my word. This is the word of God. So shall be my word that goes forth out of my mouth. It will never return back unto me void. You have to come to that place, my brother, my sister, where you know that this is not just a mere word. This is life. This word is life. And when you have it and you are speaking it back unto the one who could not swear by any other but by himself, you know there is an answer. You know you will receive of every petition. You will receive of everything. I don't know how to explain it. But you know what? God is real. God is real. The Bible says the preaching of the cross is life unto us. It is just foolishness to them who perish, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. Why? Because we cannot swear by our own or by ourselves, but we can look unto him who could not swear by any other but by himself, God Almighty himself. There is power in the name of Jesus, and we can run to him at any time. And he is able to hear us. He is able to answer us. He is able to attain to us. Amen. Finally, we move to the last city. City number 6, Golan. Golan signified Jesus Christ being made manifest in our lives. If someone can open 1 John Chapter 8, please. If you are 1 John 3:8. Anyone who is there, please, if you can read 1 John 3:8. Hallelujah. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. So you know of anything that tries to come your way, you are victorious. Because why? It is already done. It is a done deal. Christ did it for you and for me. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. So the devil has been defeated. Jesus Christ, he said, all power in heaven and on earth has been given unto me, and I give you this power. So that power, the Bible records again. Hallelujah. In Romans chapter 8, if someone is there, please. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Someone is there, if you can read for us, please. Okay, I'll read. Romans 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The spirit of God that dwells in you, in me. Huh? That's the authority. That's the power that we have been given as children of God. As children who dwell in this understanding that everything that we need in this life, it has been given unto us through Christ Jesus, our Lord. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he may destroy the works of the devil. So we know we have that authority. Anywhere where we go, we know we are not of our own, but we are of Christ Jesus. We know we have got the power and the authority that is in Christ Jesus. We know we have the power and the authority that has been given unto us by Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. This word is alive. He is our eternal refuge. Anywhere, in all these cities, brethren, that we looked at, there were cities of refuge. But we have seen that there is something extraordinary that God has given unto us as a bonus in Christ Jesus. We are not exiles. We can go anywhere where we want. We know that at any time we can call upon him. And we know he is able to answer us. We don't have to travel so long running for help. We don't have to bring different kinds, because whenever even all the other sins that other people committed, because this was only for people who shed blood. But any other sin they had to bring, this, it was not just any other animal. It had to be specific. The animal you have to bring to sacrifice, the bears you had to bring to sacrifice, all those kind of things. But now in Christ Jesus, for this reason, the Son of God was made manifest that he may destroy all the works of the devil. We have a high priest, Christ Jesus, after the order of Melchizedek. We have a high priest who intercede on our behalf. We have a high priest that we can call upon any time and is able to answer us. Let's rise up on our feet. Hallelujah. As you move into this month, and I know when our senior pastor will come back, she will be able to even expand even more and to us to even understand more of what it means, you know, God being our eternal refuge. But as you move into this new week, my brother, my sister, I want you to ponder upon these six cities that the children of Israel had, that they had to run to. But look at what Christ has done. Compare it with what the Lord has done for you and for me. Knowing that indeed, these were different cities whereby one had to run to get to. But we have got one city to run to. That is Christ Jesus. We have one city to run to, the city of refuge, our eternal refuge, Christ Jesus. Anytime, anywhere where you are, you can kneel down and you say, Father, I want to thank you right now. I don't know what is going on with me. I feel so down. I don't even know who to run to. But Lord, I want to thank you that I can come to you. You said, oh, come unto me, all of you who are heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, I say, I come to you right now, and I thank you that I receive rest from you. Anytime. Anytime you can come to him, he is able to hear you. Lift up your voice right now and thank him. That Lord, indeed, I say, Lord, deep down in my heart, I have taken you to be my eternal refuge. Deep down in my heart, I know there is no any other who can help me, but it is only you who is able to help me. And Father, by your grace, help me to stand firm. Help me to stand strong. Even no matter how the opposition, I want to thank you, my God, my Father, that I have you. I have no any other God but you and you alone. I can run to you at any time, and you are able to answer me. You are able to help me. You are my refuge. You are my eternal refuge in this life and the life to come. Lord, I come to you. Lift up your voice. Thank him that yes, you have him and him alone who is able to destroy both lives, the physical life and the life to come. He is able. He has given you this life and the life to come. You will spend eternity with him. But unto those who do not know him, they will perish and they will perish forever. Lift up your voice right now and thank him that, Lord, is there any area of my life where I've fallen short of your glory? I pray that, Lord, concerning the life to come, I want to spend that eternity with you. Help me, oh God, by your power. Wash me in the precious blood of Jesus. I don't want to spend eternity, oh God, without you. I need you more than before. Help me, my Lord, my God. I give you praise. I give you glory. Blessed be your name, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our God and our Father, we want to thank you this afternoon. We give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you for opening the scriptures unto us. And thank you, oh my Lord, yes, Father, for that expansion of our understanding of who you are. We just pray right now this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We want to thank you, oh my Lord, for the work, oh my Lord, you accomplished on the cross of Calvary. We are so, so grateful. We thank you that you are God who cannot lie. Everything, oh God, you promised unto Abraham, Lord, we saw it being fulfilled in the life of Isaac. We saw it being fulfilled in the life of Jacob and all the other generations. Even up to now, we are seeing evidence of what you are doing in Israel. It is only you, oh God, the God who cannot lie. Father, help us to fully understand that indeed we have you as our eternal refuge. You are the God who cannot lie. We have believed in you, oh God, and our desire is to continue, oh God, to dwell in thy presence. Where, Lord, we have missed it, we ask for forgiveness. We say, bring us back again, oh my Lord, to this city of refuge, Christ Jesus, the city that is ever present, the very present help in time of trouble, in time of need. My God, we bless you. My Father, we worship you. Help us, oh God, that, Lord, we will walk in that understanding. Because of our own, we cannot do it. But we need you at all times. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening and hope that you have been richly blessed. For more information on Word Fountain Christian Ministries and service times, please log on to wordfountain.org or call the office on 01865 402 108. We look forward to seeing you. God bless.